Syracuse University student protesters walked out of classes Thursday, demanding the resignations of the chancellor, public safety chief, and others. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, protesters say they do not have confidence in those officials after racist graffiti, vandalism, and other incidents occurred on campus last month.
Rain or shine, Ken Subaru must resign!
Students with the group #NotAgainSU marched from Hendricks Chapel to Krauss-Heinz Hall. One of the protest organizers, a senior who did not want to give her name, delivered the resignation letters to Chris Johnson from the Chancellor's Council.
We've asked for similar demands. It's not the first time we've asked for these demands. These demands were agreed to. Do y'all see the results?
No.
Do y'all see the results?
No.
The organizer described an event earlier in the day when protesters of color were not allowed to enter Krauss-Heinz Hall. They wanted to put up signs for the walkout, but they say white students were allowed in.
That's pure racism on the behalf of Department of Public Safety, which is why I reiterate, that is why we're calling for resignations.
In a statement, SU says classes were moved out of Krauss-Heinz Hall to protect the academic environment from disruption. People with appointments or students with work-study jobs were allowed in. Protesters are demanding the resignations of Chancellor Kent Severud, DPS Chief Bobby Maldonado, a senior vice president and an associate DPS chief by January 13th, the first day of classes for the spring semester. In Syracuse, Tom Agnarelli, WRVO News.